All today, for truly this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, the 23rd day of April, and we have much to be thankful for. You would agree with me today that God has been faithful, He's been kind, just, and merciful. He is a gracious God, and He continues to bless us even in spite of ourselves. And so we're grateful that God has afforded us an opportunity to be involved in what He yet has in store for us this day. And, you know, this is a day that we've never seen and a day that we'll never see again. And so we need to take full advantage of the opportunity that God has placed before us. And so I'm certainly grateful for Him waking me up this morning and starting me on my way and allowing me to live, move, and have my being. And I tell you, God has just been so faithful. And when we begin to think about all that He's done and all that He's doing, we can't help but tell the Lord thank you. Somebody ought to tell the Lord thank you even today. Well, even as we prepare for this time together, it happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And let me say again how much I appreciate each of you for participating and being a part of this inspirational moment. Many of you are already moving about and doing what you're doing to get ready for what yet lies ahead. But thank you for taking time out to hear a word from God. And I know you already have your spiritual disciplines in place where you've already been praying, you've already been meditating and deliberating over what God would have for you today. As I always say, even before we close today, we might have to make sure we keep our spiritual antennas up, because you never know how God's going to use you or what He might have in store for you. You know, you have so much stored up on the inside of you that's ready to be released. And God will put us in particular situations, and He will surround us with things and people that need our light and need our influence and need the Spirit of God that's in us to guide them, because the word says that greater is He that's within you than he that's within the world. And so even though the world might be caving in all around us and it looks like things are yet falling apart in our lives and in our situations, we have to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that we can always count on God, and He's promised that He would never leave us nor forsake us. As a matter of fact, He said He'd be with us always, even until the end. And so we know that His promises are sure and His satisfaction is guaranteed. Somebody ought to say amen. Well, this past Sunday, I did the sermon from the 23rd Psalm and entitled it A Strange Place to Be Blessed. And, you know, as I meditated on that this morning, that psalm is really a favorite for most people. It's a go-to psalm, if you will, to just kind of help you keep your balance and help you understand, you know, when you're with God and when you are committed to God, He goes before you, and there's nothing that you go through that has not already passed the inspection of our God. Isn't that powerful? He's a good shepherd. And so we have to understand that the Lord is for us. That's what I want to tell you today, that the Lord is for you. He's for you. And that Psalm 23, just the first three verses, first three words of that psalm really kind of captures what that means when I say the Lord is for you. David's first three words of the 23rd Psalm has always and will continue to be one of my favorite. It says, the Lord is. That's just the first three words of that psalm. And that's a powerful statement. If you stop right there, I know we want to rush and hurry and get to the rest of that psalm, but the Lord is. It's powerful. It says not only that God has what I need, but also that God has what I want. Well, let me say that again. Not only does God have what I need, but also that God is who I need. There it is. Yeah. So we have to remember that in the midst of everything that we're going through, in the face of adversity, in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our tribulations, that God has everything that we need and that He is everything that we need. And so we have to continue to trust the timing of God in our situations and know that whatever deficit that might be in your life, that it is met by the Lord's sufficiency. Isn't that powerful? I mean, many times we feel ourselves coming up short and falling short and not living fully to the high expectation and the standard of God. And sometimes we feel as if we are going to give up and throw in the towel because so many things come against us, cause us to take our eyes off of the prize and lose sight of the fact that God is yet still walking with us. And so God not only gives us joy, but he is our joy. He is our peace. He's our power. He's our protection. And even as we navigate through the difficulties of life, we have to realize that our total dependency comes upon God being our shepherd. He's the good shepherd, and he goes before us. As a matter of fact, our very existence is tied into the fact that he cares for us and that he loves us too much to leave us where we are. And so, you know, oftentimes you hear me say it's not what you go through, but how you come through that makes all of the difference. Isn't that right? But, you know, here's another adage to that. It's not what you go through, but how and what you come out with that makes all of the difference. You got to come out with your peace and your power and your protection. You can't lose your joy in the midst of what you're going through. The Lord is for you, and his agenda today has you at the top of his list. He's for you, and he's promised that he would supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to encourage you today to trust in the timing of God. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Trust him even when you can't trace him. Don't give up on God, because you know how it goes. God will never give up on you. And he loves you too much to leave you where you are. We get in such a hurry to try to meet the standards of the world. We talked a little bit about that on Bible study on last night, but we have to lean not into our own understanding and in all of our ways acknowledge him. And he's promised to direct our path, for the word decrees that the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. And so even though we might be going through a rough patch, and even though we are taking our focus and moving it in a direction that's not pleasing to God, God wants us to come back. God wants to navigate us in such a way that we understand that all of the things that the world have to offer, they won't last very long. But when we have a proper relationship with God and when we're in good standing with God, we know that that's where true success lies. It's not in the things, it's not in the gadgets, it's not in trying to be impressive to other people by showing them what you have and what you have obtained. No, true success is not in what we have, but it's how we end up well. I tell you, I want to end up well with God, don't you? I don't want to get so tangled up and tied up in the things of the world till I lose sight of what God is directing me through to and through. He said that he would never leave me. And so I know that even though I might fall short, even though I might not do everything that he would have me to do and do it in such a way where I don't make any mistakes. All of us make mistakes. All have sinned. Isn't that right? And fallen short of the glory of God. So it's really not in the falling, but how you respond to your falling. You can get back up. You can live again. You can overcome, because God has placed something on the inside of you. And you know that the Lord is for you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to consider this when you pray, and as you are plagued with various questions and you begin to try to figure it out, you think about the bills that are mounting, you think about how you have situations and in your body that, you know, is not responding and you want to be healed. Just say the Lord is the answer to all of those questions that you might have. The Lord is a healer. The Lord is my supplier. The Lord is the one who will give me everything that I need in order to be who he's called me to be. because his promises are sure and his satisfaction is guaranteed. And so acknowledging who he is gives us the confidence that we need in order to remove all of the anxieties and the frustrations and the doubts and move into the realm of faith and trusting God and believing that he's going to do exactly what he said he would do. And so if your desire is to be in proper relationship with God, then I would encourage you to continue to trust God. Know that God will never forsake you. Continue to depend upon him. Continue to hold on to his unchanging hands, even in those difficult moments. And I decree and I declare today that God will see you through. So it makes no difference how violent the storm, or how delicate your situation might be. Remember now, you have a date with destiny, and this is your finest hour, and God has not forgotten about you, and he will see you through. Fight from your victory and hold on to his unchanging hand. That's our thought for today as we move through this, the 23rd day of April. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we're extremely grateful today to know that your primary focus for us today is that you have us on your mind. We thank you, dear Lord, that you have made us priority and that you haven't forgotten about us, nor have you forsaken us. And so, God, we pray for that person on the call today who's no doubt going through and struggling and trying to make sense of it all. We pray, dear Lord, that they will have the boldness and the confidence to trust you in the good days as well as in the bad and not to give up on you. So we give you praise today and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do, because we know we're coming out and this too shall pass. And so God, help us to be steadfast in our approach even as we move through the various issues of life. Navigate us now, God, that we might stay clear in our minds and in our consciences in terms of what it is you would have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. All right, well, the playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. That's the 23rd Psalm, and know that God is for you. So until next time, you be blessed.